results I'd never have guessed. Men do goofy things. Boys crave the attention that doing goofy things, like eating Milk-Bone dog biscuits, bring. Do you really want your husband to act his age? If so, here's what you'd hear. My knees are killing me. Oh, my back hurts. And my right foot a little. Or maybe it's my left foot. Wouldn't you rather that your man provides a little entertainment, even if it's boy goofy humor? They play rough. Males are far more likely to release their tension by using their fists. That means your husband probably falls into one of two categories. He was beaten up, or he beat someone else up. You need to understand the world your husband grew up in. Boys can be extremely cruel to each other. Husbands can get in an occasional tussle with other guys, too, but the fights tend to be more verbal. Just like schoolyard boys can make each other's noses bleed and then be best friends 10 minutes later, men can vehemently disagree over an issue, come to an agreement, then shake hands and go play a round of golf without seeing anything strange in the progression of events. If you want to have a fascinating conversation with your husband, just ask him about childhood pranks. Then listen carefully to what he says. Was he the one who was beaten up, or the one who was beating someone else up? How does that personality transfer to his actions now, as a man, both at home and what you know of him in the workplace? If you want to know about your man, look at his mama. Was his mom comfortable with boys? You are fortunate if your husband's mom affirmed his maleness. In today's world, some moms are more concerned with increasing a male's sensitivity toward the female population than with affirming male qualities. Such tactics don't produce tolerance or increased sensitivity toward the female population. Instead, they create confusion, and confused kids tend to make terrible, traumatic choices. Is it okay for boys to do girly things? Sure. If a boy has an older sister, it's only natural that, for instance, he will sometimes play with dolls. If your husband grew up with all sisters, he's probably very comfortable in the world of girls, but there's a huge difference between being comfortable with girls and always wanting to act like a girl. Males who grow up to be mature adults have usually benefited from clearly defined gender roles. I've never seen a confused kid make consistently good life choices. He'd better get his identity figured out before he gets married, or he and his wife will suffer. Among many struggling couples, the husband is actually a gay man hiding behind the guise of marriage. No wonder there's no glue, no sizzle to the marriage. Although you may think it's your husband's father who formed who his son became, his mother is the one who probably had a greater impact on him, and she directly influenced how your husband treats you now. What if your husband had an overprotective mother? You can control a 3-year-old, but you can't ultimately control a 12-year-old. You can guide a child, but the opportunity to control a child at that age is extremely limited. Your husband probably realized this before his mother did. He figured out that he could lie and get away with it, that he was smart enough to occasionally sneak out of the house, and that it was possible to hide the smell of cigarette smoke if he gave it some careful thought. In this dawning of manhood, your husband's attitude toward women either took a giant step forward into maturity, or it was frozen into a glacier of disrespect, particularly because boys are so competitive, an overprotective mothering style is a prescription for disaster. The smother mother won't let her boy do anything that might cause him to get hurt. No sports, no climbing trees, no going on hikes. In short, all the things boys love most.